from KQED.
A new state-run veterans home opens later this week in Redding. Another just opened in Fresno. The California Report's Central Valley Bureau Chief Sasha Coca took a tour and filed this report.
Hundreds of curious veterans and their families streamed through for an open house at the gleaming new Fresno Veterans Home.
So this is our barber shop right here to the right, as well as the general store, as well as we have a bank and a full post office for them.
It's hard to imagine that this pristine building has been the focus of an ugly battle lasting more than a dozen years. Construction was all but completed on the home, but then the state budget crisis meant there was no money to hire nurses or other staff. Busloads of aging veterans made trips to Sacramento to lobby to get the money restored. And vets on the waiting list, well, they waited.
And I thought, where am I going to be at the end of my life? Who's going to take care of me?
Elizabeth Clark, who served in the Air Force, is only 63, but she struggles with emphysema and other health problems. She says she's relieved that this year's state budget set aside money to finally allow the 300-bed Fresno home to open. She's one of the first two residents.
I'm not a rich person. And so I did not have the options that people have that have good medical insurance towards the end of my life.
Unlike most private nursing homes, California's vets' homes charge a sliding scale based on income. For the California Report, I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno.